Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, May the 4th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 39 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in Marion. And I will tell you what, this is a beautiful May morning. Now, a little chilly, 39 degrees. I think it's supposed to get warmer as the day goes on. But when I went down and got my soda this morning, it just could not have been nicer. The last few days being overcast and dark and wet, this certainly is a very nice change of pace this morning. Now, today is one of those days that, to be honest with you, I don't know what this means, but it's May the 4th be with you. I know the schools get involved in this, and I know it has something to do with the movie Star Wars. And I guess all the other movies that have spawned off of the movie Star Wars. Now, I'm kind of ashamed to admit here that I have never seen any of the Star Wars movies. Never have seen a one of them. I have seen pictures. I'm aware of who some of the characters are. But I have never probably watched more than 5 or 10 minutes of any Star Wars movie. Now, I know people are very into these movies, but I just don't know anything about them, and I'm not really sure what May the 4th be with you has to do with. Now, I know it's May the 4th be with you is really what that's a play on, but I don't get it. I'm not sure why this is a day, but if you like Star Wars and it all plays well for you, have fun today with May the 4th be with you. Sci-fi is just not a big thing for me. I've never been really at all into anything sci-fi, Star Trek or anything like that. That's just not in my wheelhouse. But if you enjoy those movies and you celebrate May the 4th be with you, have at it. I'm not even sure what you do today besides dress up like the people. I know that's what goes on in a lot of the schools. But I don't know what adults or anybody else, what they're supposed to do on this particular day. Are you just supposed to have, you know, the women are supposed to do like the bun thing on the ears? Princess Leia? I don't know what. I don't know. To be honest with you, if anybody knows what this is really all about, let me know. 740-751-4038. Now, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Now, that's become a day we do like to celebrate here in the United States. You know, salsa is now the number one condiment in the United States. So that's a big deal. And we do like our tortilla chips, and we do like our Latino restaurants. We've got Del Taco. We've got Mi Jalapeno. We've got 2 El Campesinos. We've got, I think, 3 Taco Bells. So we certainly do love our Mexican Latino food. So I understand the whole Cinco de Mayo thing, and certainly people like to drink their tequila. And that's coming up tomorrow. And being that Cinco de Mayo falls on a Friday this year, that really is going to be a day. Let's say tomorrow. Hopefully everybody tomorrow night drives nice and safe. So we've got May the 4th be with you today and Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. All right. Well, has anybody been over to Harding to see the whole light issue? You know, I know I've been droning on about this all week long. But honest to goodness, the light at the end of University Drive that goes to 309 is just not safe. because if you are leaving the Harding High School parking lot, you get an arrow at that particular intersection. And as you get an arrow, the other side gets a red light. And there is no sign up there on the university drive side that says no turn on red. And as I've talked about all week, I think if there's not a no turn on red sign, that you can turn right on red. Well, if that's red on the university, if the light's red on the university drive side, and you're going to turn right on red, then somebody pulling out of the school parking lot, who's actually got a green arrow, you know, there's a possibility of a collision there on 309. And I think this has just got to be fixed. And this could easily be fixed. You don't have to retime the lights or redo the lights or anything like that. All you got to do is put a sign up there on the university drive side saying, don't turn right on red. Now, my guess is, as I've said before, the reason they have not done this is because school is not in most of the time. You know, there are 3 months of the year that school is not in, and obviously school's not in at night, and there's not heavy traffic during the day when school is in. So they probably do want people to turn right on red so the traffic doesn't get backed up there. But in those moments where people are turning out of the school, they have an arrow. And I don't think people realize that on the other side. So maybe even a sign that just says, don't turn right on red during school hours. I think that would be helpful. But again, this is just my opinion. Has anybody been over there to check this out? Because I just think one day that's going to cause a major disaster. Now, the reason it probably has not caused a disaster so far, as I've said earlier in the week, is because I think the traffic is moving a little slower over there because everybody's at a stop. It's a four-way stop. So you're really not getting up a whole lot of speed to cause any kind of a major accident. But you never know. You never know when somebody's going to come flying out of a parking lot or flying down University Drive, and people aren't going to be paying attention. They're going to be on their cell phone or doing something else, and it is going to cause a problem. So I hope somebody does something about this. I hope somebody calls the county commissioners, brings it to their attention. Maybe they don't know what's going on there. But again, if anybody's been over there and checked this out, let me know, 740-751-4038. And do you have a solution on how we could fix this issue, short of putting up a sign? Maybe there's a better way to do it. I don't know. I always enjoy hearing from the listeners. We have a lot of fun talking back and forth. You know, yesterday, after the election was over, we had a lot of fun discussing what happened with the election and our election coverage and just things in general. So I always appreciate hearing from you because I think you have 10 times better ideas than I do, and I appreciate the callers making this program because without the callers, we really, I don't know. I like callers into a program. I know not everybody likes to call a program, but I do like hearing from the callers on this program because I know the ideas are well thought out, and sometimes people just have great ideas. So again, the telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038, if you have any thoughts on the light issue at Harding. Yesterday I was talking about my new fascination with Teslas. Now I don't know, Saturday is supposed to be a pretty nice weather day. I think maybe I'm going to go look at a Tesla. I went through this whole thing yesterday about how I saw one, a friend had one, I really thought it was the coolest car. I'm really not a car person. I've never really been into cars. I just kind of drive whatever comes my way. But for some reason, this Tesla appeals to me. So I'll keep you updated on that, and hopefully, as the weekend goes on, maybe I'll have some more information on that. And as I said yesterday, these cars are a little pricey, but I don't know what a little pricey is anymore, to be honest with you. You know, people pay $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 for trucks and SUVs now, so maybe Teslas are not that pricey anymore. I've seen some in the $30,000 range. $30,000 to $39,000. I don't know. Is that pricey for a car? I don't know anymore. You know, the last time I went shopping for a car, I was with somebody else, and I thought the prices had went up quite a bit. I mean, it was almost hard to find anything used with a lot of miles, whatever it may be, under $20,000. I mean, it was really a trick. So, I don't know. We'll see how the Tesla thing goes. Okay. What else do we got here? May the 4th be with you. Oh, I got a letter yesterday in the email. Now, I'm not going to read the whole letter. But this just goes to show you the people who are listening to this program and the kind of things they're interested in bringing up. Now, I'm not going to read the person's name because I don't think they wanted me to read their name. But we may have them on in the future because I did email them back. But here's basically what the email says. How about doing a subject on what older people can do when they are too old to get help but yet not old enough to get help? As an example, I'm in my 50s. I'm the victim of a house fire and the Red Cross only gave me $515. And a blanket and a sample package of personal care things. And because I'm 55, I do not qualify for any kind of help. I do not have any minor children at home. It's just me. And I'm not old enough to get into a housing program. So what am I to do? I am now going to be living in the streets. The churches are even leery about helping people because they have been ripped off so many times and are continuously being asked to help people. And some of them are not in as dire need as they portrayed to be. Yes, I want to work. I have health issues, but I'm still willing to work, but without having a place to sleep and clean clothes, it's hard to find a place to work. So, this person also talks about Leapin' Ministries and all that. It's a very tough situation, and we might do a show on this, but what do you do if you don't have any small kids at home? Because I know a lot of the program qualify, do bring up the idea that you have to have minors at home, small children, to qualify for their programs. I think you have to be over 60 now to qualify for a lot of the senior housing that we have in town. And I know there are waiting lists at a lot of places. What do you do if you're in that situation? A house fire and the Red Cross only gives you $500 and something? Well, that's not going to go very far. I don't think that would even pay rent for the first month at most places now. What do you do? Does anybody have any ideas? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That is certainly a predicament that I bet a lot of people find themselves in. There is an interesting age range, and it's probably from 40 to 60, where you're not old enough to get the senior help, but you're also not, if you don't have any kids, you can't qualify for the help that people get who have kids at home, minor children. I don't know what you do. I honestly don't. I don't know what programs exist out there for people who are having those kind of problems. You know, I would think possibly the welfare program might be doing something. I don't know, but I don't know how that program works. I'm not really sure how that's all structured. Does anybody have any ideas or thoughts on how somebody in this predicament could keep on going? Again, give us a call here, 740-751-4038. And there was more to that letter, and as I say, we might have that person on. I did email them back to kind of get a more in-depth perspective on their predicament. But I don't know what you do. I think that's a very, very difficult situation. Because I do know that most of these programs in town, if you're not a senior citizen, are dependent on the idea that you have a small child at home, or you have a child who's under 18. I think the food stamp program or the food card program or whatever they say works that way as well. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears.
Yes.
Interviewer to the stars and speaker with fellow radio personalities. And may the force be with you on the eve of Cinco de Mayo.
May the force be with you, yes, on the eve of Cinco de Mayo.
4 weeks from my birthday, just to let listeners know. Not a big one. The big one's next year, but the boring one this year. I guess I do want to come across as the capitalist that I am. I don't know this person's situation, but did he or she have insurance, renter's insurance, or if I'm a motor, homeowner's insurance, that'll certainly cover belongings. Was there money in the bank? A fire is a catastrophic event, but that's why you have insurance, because things like this can happen. So something, honestly, Scott, is not right with this story.
Well, I don't...
You have to be responsible, and you have to cover for a rainy day. I mean, that applies to everybody, you and me and everybody included. I see the life-changing issues, the psychological stuff, but not really the financial. I mean, renter's insurance is cheap, and, you know, homeowner's insurance has gone up. Mine went up quite a bit, but I wouldn't go 1 second without it.
Well, I would say this. My guess is that there was no insurance involved here, and I also know that there are certain situations where I would guess that the majority of people do not have renter's insurance, because I think people barely can afford car insurance right now. I know there were some hikes in that to get back and forth to work.
Mine went up. Yours probably did. Renter's insurance is cheap.
Well, I'm just saying that
a fraction of what car insurance costs, and things happen. It's tragic, but and again, I'm coming across as a capitalist that I am. But, you know, it's part of being a grown up. Save for a rainy day. Rainy days can happen. Me, as I told you, I've lost all my parents and grandparents. Every day I wake up is a blessing. And that's from a person who's not very religious. So
yeah, but I guess I guess the point I'm trying to get across here is that it's already happened. You can't go back and fix the insurance.
Hindsight is 2020, so, you know, folks who are listening, renter's insurance is cheap. I used to sell health insurance. I know the business pretty well. It's gone up. My health, my auto and home insurance went up, and yours probably did, Scott, but it's something you need to have. And I'll call it, it's kind of like investing in reverse, but do save for a rainy day and just consider what could happen.
Yeah, but you know, the interesting...
I do feel for this person. I'm not trying to be belligerent about it, but there are certain things that people should do, the plan, and make sure you are covered, because, you know, the S word happens, as they say, and it is unfortunate, but it's part of life. Life isn't a bowl of cherries.
But I guess the point here is the bell has already been rung, and it is interesting that if this 55-year-old woman did have minor children at home, she would get help. And also, if she was over 60 years of age, she would qualify for senior housing and things like that are adjusted rent. So what do you do when you're 55 years old and a catastrophic event happens? Do we just not care about that age group?
Not at all. It's sad. I'm very saddened by this. I just, I know hindsight is 2020, but it is important to plan for things. And you don't know when you wake up in the morning. And right now the world is a pretty crazy place. So that was just my question. But, you know, as someone in the business from multiple directions, listen to those Geico commercials. Renter's insurance is cheap.
Yeah, but I guess my question is, if you're 55 and you get in a pickle, where you can't get help from anybody and you have did not take that route, I mean, do you just end up on the street? What do you do?
I don't know. That I don't know. I'm just kind of giving advice again, from a hindsight perspective, which isn't going to help this person. But I do wonder, did this person have some kind of coverage? I guess that's kind of my question. Because I know renter's insurance is cheap.
Yeah, well, I would guess they didn't have it because they're talking about only the $500 given by the Red Cross. And considering that they say they're about to end up in the street, I don't think you need insurance to live in the street.
Exactly. But you know, I know you don't give your opinion, Scott, but I think you would concur that it's just good to plan for things like this.
Well, I would say, but I would also say that there are a lot of things that you can't plan for. And it is interesting to me that a lot of the social programs that exist are dependent on if you have a child. If you have a child, you will qualify for 90% of the things and also be eligible for more money. And if you are a senior, the same is true. You will qualify for things that you would not before.
You know, and I guess I'm one that, since I'm in that age group, and it's, I guess if you're in a certain, you know, I guess a protected group, if you have minor children, because children are expected to be supported, I would guess that's what the logic is, and that's certainly reasonable. Or if you're older, or if there's a disability, but if you are, you know, you and I being case in point, if there are no minor children or dependents, you know, you're called middle aged without a disability. So I guess we're one to talk, and bottom line is be sure that you have a plan for a rainy day.
You know what's interesting to me? There are things that people can do, obviously, with health insurance. There are things that people can do with food help. I think a lot of those things exist, not as much money as if you had a child, but they certainly are there. But you know what's interesting? That if you do have a child, and let's say you are collecting child support. Now, people don't look at child support as a supplemental program like they look at health insurance or food money. But it's interesting. I mean, you didn't have to have the child. I guess you didn't have to get the divorce. I mean, that's a big supplement. Child support payments are very good and keep people afloat.
I mean, divorce is and marriage, or marriage especially, is a business arrangement. Certainly, it's the way to show you love each other, but there's a business component. One thing you brought up too, you've heard these commercials and PSA, Scott. The number one cause of financial ruin is medical expenses. And
well, I mean, think about this. I think
you can speak from someone with a recent experience. As long as you have insurance, so be sure you have medical insurance too. That's come up so much with Obamacare and being at one point paying a penalty for not having health insurance. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I do know as someone who's self-employed, I wouldn't go a day without medical insurance.
But I mean, let me ask you this. This has always been an interesting perspective. Let's say you're a person who doesn't have any kids, but you are in a pickle. For some other reason, health-wise, work-wise, whatever happens that you're financially in a pickle at the moment. Now, you can get help medically, and you can get help food-wise in that particular situation.
Yeah.
But if you have a child, you can get, if your former spouse or former parent of that child is working and so on and so forth, you can get child support. But the people don't look at those as the same thing. Now, you're not getting handed money when you're getting help with food or help with medical expenses, but you're getting handed money to do what, pay your rent, pay food bills, pay whatever when you're getting child support. And I think all of these things are necessary when people get in a bad way. I'm not saying any of them are bad. I'm just saying they're not looked upon in the same way, and I think that's what this email is all about, is, hey, listen, yeah, I can get help because I'm not making a lot of money with these things. It's not going to put a roof over my head. But when you get child support, when you have a child, you get a check. You can use that for rent if you want.
If you're a protected, one of those protected groups, and, you know, interestingly, you and I are in that middle-aged middle group. And so, if there any two people where this applies, you and I are a great example. Like, I guess that's a bit of an irony. I do feel for the person. I don't want to come across as cold-hearted. You know, as you know me, I'm a very warm-hearted, caring person. But there are things we need to do as grown-ups to plan for a rainy day. And I mentioned about health insurance and health. And you, I'm sure, can speak from personal experience.
I will say this. When you are diagnosed with something, and I'm not going to get into what that is because I don't particularly care to talk about it on the air.
I mean, just as a by the way, what I'm referring to.
Yeah, but let me just say this without talking about it. I know this from last year. When you are diagnosed with something like that, where you cannot go, when they tell you not to go to work, which I think was about a four month period, when that happens, people do come into the room. I mean, that's one of the first things that happen. They tell you what the treatment's going to be. They tell you what's going to happen. They tell you how long they think you're going to be off work. But also, somebody comes in from the hospital and says, what is your living situation? Do you live alone? Are you married? Do you have children? So on and so forth. And those people come in and they try to set you up in a situation. You don't go anywhere to try to get help in any way, but they come in and they try to help you if they think it's going to be a rough time for you paying a rent or a house payment or insurance, or if they think you're going to be without food during an illness. They come in there in the room while you're getting the consultation and try to set you up with things.
Yeah, somebody should need to be around to look after you, to care for you, help you do chores. That's certainly part of it.
You know what's interesting? I don't know if I told this story on the air, but I think it's worth telling since you just mentioned that. You know, last year when I was going through that, I was in my home the entire time, and I do live alone. Nobody ever stayed the night. I was here completely alone the entire time. Now, there were people who did go to the grocery store for me. There were people who would drop by and get food and things like that. But, you know, nobody really ever, nobody came in and cleaned up my house or did my laundry or anything like that. And it's interesting because I was bringing this up to somebody recently who I consider to be a good friend. And this person said, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that you did not have anybody there doing that. If I had known that, I would have came over and done it. And I sincerely believe that this person is being honest in that matter. So a lot of times people just don't know what's going on. They assume that the people in your life are taking care of it. But to be honest with you, during that time, my relatives were busy doing other things, and the people who were in my life at that time, I'm not saying they didn't help, because they did, and I'm not saying that they didn't go to the grocery store and give me, you know, stop by a fast food place. I mean, they did that. But that was pretty well it. I don't remember anything else being done.
Right. I mean, I think you're like me, Scott. You're independent. You don't like to ask for help. You like to do things on your own. I mean, you know what I'm like. But, you know, with me, you know, I'm a great friend. I consider people that I know well, like yourself, brothers or sisters, not just other humans. If you ever need help, all you have to do is call.
Well, and I think that's what this person was saying as well.
I mean, I think people that I'm close to know that. But I know me, I'm independent. And I believe you and I are very similar in that way. We do things on our own. But there are limitations.
Well, all I guess I'm saying about this is it would never have occurred to me to ask somebody to do my laundry or clean up the house, which obviously I had to continue doing during that time. It just would have never occurred to me to do that. And I don't know why that is. Maybe that's something in my own psyche. But
I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing. And now that I look back on it, it does make me reflect on that time a little differently, knowing that there were people who would have done that. And the people at that time who were in my life, they did the best they could. I don't want to say they didn't, because they did. But it, I don't know, it was just a little different. You know, people are busy. I don't want to blame anybody. Anybody who did anything nice for me, I appreciate it. But it's different when you get something like that.
Yeah, I think we're similar in that regard. And with me, you know, I'm concerned, obviously concerned. And that certainly helps. I mean, there's moral support. There's physical support. Whether it's taking you somewhere or just bring you over groceries, doing the laundry or cleaning, there are many ways. And with me, you know, I'm not people smart, so sometimes you just have to ask me or tell me.
Well, I'll tell you that I remember you offered at one point.
You know, you're in my thoughts every day, and
well, I appreciate that.
I know you believe me, and that applies to many people, and that's one of the best things somebody could do.
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I know at one point you did offer to mow my lawn, and actually a pastor who was on this station at one point offered to mow my lawn. So, you know, I mean, there are people out there who I know.
There's me. You know, it can be some exercise too, but also can be helpful. Lawn mowing is not something you should do in some physical situations. I was completely serious. I would have been happy to.
Oh, absolutely. And I know the pastor who was offering that was completely serious. But I could take care of that. I could pay somebody to do that. But I guess the end result of this is you know, I lived, and now I'm just determined to be around to bother people for the next at least 30 or 40 years.
I would certainly think your brothers in broadcasting, Sam, who's already getting ready to wish you your next milestone birthday. Maybe he'll call on my milestone birthday next year and wish me a happy one. That'll be kind of fun.
Well, you never know. All I know is things are good now and things are happy. And I think, and you know what? Yeah, honestly, I will say this. One of the reasons I told people that I post a lot of these pictures on Facebook so people on the radio can take a look at them, and that is true, and I've always done that. But you know, one of the reasons I started posting things on Facebook is because of the illness last year. I didn't post anything, and now I just want people to see, hey, I'm out, I'm about, I'm looking okay, I'm doing okay, my life is okay. You know, I don't think I'm any different than I was before.
Yeah, I like to turn any bad experience into a good one. Every day you learn something, and you realize that more the older you get. So I applaud what you're doing, and you're not letting it bother you. You're going on. And again, like myself, you're independent. You don't like to ask for help. I mean, greatly appreciate moral support, as I do. So we're really similar in that regard.
Well, I appreciate the thought and the call, and maybe somebody can help this woman. Maybe somebody will have a suggestion. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
I don't know. You know, I'm in, you and I being in that approximate demographic, I feel for her, but please, folks, plan for a rainy day.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Okay. See you later, Scott. Have a lovely day. And I guess today will be a nice, dry, spring-like day. How about that?
Very already 42. Hey, thanks, Adam.
See you later,
all right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. All right. Here comes another phone call. This is what I like. I like having conversations with people. So I'm glad we're able to do that. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me.
Yes.
I think I know the person you're talking about. Her house is right almost behind us, the next street back.
Oh, okay.
And she had a fire, was it 2 weeks or so ago? And they were going to see if the house could be fixed, but I doubt it. And she's really nice. I'm not going to say her name. And her husband, I think he was sick. I think he's been died about 2 or 3 years ago. And I don't know how often, if it's every week, her stepfather lives in Delaware. She has to take him to Columbus for something. And I would say she's just works for, like, minimum wage. And when you do, you don't get anywhere. You don't have, you know, usually a penny to spare. So if anybody knows where she could get help, because if you talk to her and stuff. If you ask her to do something, she'd do it.
When I got this email yesterday, I just felt horrible for her because I know what she's talking about. I mean, I have never been in that kind of a financial bind where I was going to be homeless. But my God, I don't want this woman to end up being homeless, and I want something
done. There's no help for you. If you've got a kid, you'll just get everything. You're not, you know, and stuff you don't. And because she does have cats, and two of her cats I got fixed. Buddy, he just died last year. He was one of her cats and stuff and things. But she's, you know, she's just really a nice person and she'd do anything for you. And I know she never has a penny, you know, ahead. And I know that she told me how bad, you know, that she, because I had gotten her a bag of cat food, and I was going to give it to her, was it Saturday? And then Sunday, I believe, was it Easter Sunday, when she went to Sunday school or church, her house caught on fire and stuff. And so I didn't get to do that. But though she, I don't know if she goes more than once a week down there, and I know she works, you know, and stuff, and she goes, I think she's in church when her house caught on fire. And if anybody knows where she could get help and stuff, because, you know, when you make minimum wage, you don't have a penny.
At this point, the house is gone. The Red Cross only gave her $500. She's not going to get any help from senior programs because she's not 60 yet. She doesn't have any kids. She's not going to get child support. And a lot of times they will pay your rent and things like that if you do have kids. I don't know what to do. It's horrible. I would assume she's getting help with food, but again, a single person, they don't give you a whole lot of money. I don't know. I feel horrible for this woman, and I hope to goodness that somebody has some kind of idea of what could be done, because that should not happen to anybody.
No, because rent around here, they're little small four-room houses, some of them, and the rent is even over $600. But I don't know what her rent was, because I've talked to her a few times. But I know any kind of help she could get, she could use.
Well, hopefully somebody's got an answer, because when I read that email, I just felt horrible for that person. I'm glad she reached out to me, but boy, it's a pickle to be in. That is for sure.
Oh, I know it. And people, you know, they don't think of that, because I know when I worked at Fulfillment, it was minimum wage. And if the girls had a car, they lived at home. And if they had an apartment, they didn't have a car. And that place should have paid a lot better. It did not pay, you know, mostly just minimum wage, and you couldn't do anything. So, and insurance, like house and stuff, I know I don't even know if the house was even insured and stuff, but you know, she could use anything that, you know, anybody could help her with, because, you know, she seems like she's a really nice person. I just, as I'm coming home, sometimes I see her, I'll just stop and talk a few minutes and stuff.
Well, maybe somebody will have an answer here this morning, but I thank you for calling in.
Because I know you probably need a place to stay, and I don't even know, a shelter wouldn't take you in, because it's not domestic violence. So, and I think her husband's been dead about 2 years, maybe a little longer. And I know he was sick. So, you know, and all that stuff puts a drain on you.
Oh, absolutely. And 55 is not young. I mean, this woman's not going to, that's tough.
I didn't think that was her age. I'm not going to say that. I hope she's not listening.
No, I don't know. I know she listens from time to time, but, you know, it's probably getting more difficult to listen at this point when you're trying to keep your head above water.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's mostly what she's done, because I think her husband, you know, was sick. Well, he died, but I mean, you know, and stuff, probably for quite a few years or something, and different stuff, but, yeah.
Well, we'll hope the best at this point. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, goodbye.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you got the busy signal there and we're trying to call in, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So try to call in. It's 54 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Certainly is an interesting topic brought up by a real-life situation here in Marion, and it's just horribly sad. I just I don't know what you do. It's a very interesting age category to be in if you do not have any children under the age of 18 at home. And think about it. If you don't have any kids at home under 18 and you're not a senior citizen and something happens to you, you get sick, you get house burns down, one of these horrible things happens, what are you going to do? You know, not everybody has a family member just waiting to take you in to their home. I don't know what you do. It's a horrible situation. 740-751-4038. And when you read that email, as I did, and it says basically, I'm going to end up in the street. That's what this woman feels her fate is going to be, ending up in the street. Can you imagine? That's not how things should be in the United States of America, and certainly not here in Marion, Ohio. You know, we pass these people all the time who are in parking lots with signs who need help. Now, I know a lot of people say that is, you know, people just asking for money who actually don't need it. I don't know. You know, I hope not. But in this particular situation, I don't get the impression that this woman is being dishonest at all. So I don't know. If anybody's got a thought on this opinion, you don't even have to be able to solve the problem. Just an opinion would be welcome. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So that is that. Well, we've got about 4 minutes left in this hour. I'm not going to start any trivia this hour. We may do it next hour because we don't have much time left this hour. But I will say this, something interesting. I was talking earlier on about these pictures that I put up on social media. And most of the time, like the other night, I put some pictures up to show we were doing election coverage. And then I thanked the people who we did election coverage with. Well, I put a picture up last night of and I'm not going to use names, even though I did use names on social media. I just used first names, by the way, on social media. But I had a good time last night with somebody. Let's put it that way. And I put a picture up on the internet of this, and this morning, and I know a lot of it was kidding from certain people, but a lot of people are curious about what's going on in your personal life, and a lot of people, I don't know, I don't know if they take it good or bad, to be honest with you, but I don't know how to fix that. I don't know. If somebody wants to get in a picture and... you know, I'm not going to bring up my personal life on the air. That's a little too, I don't know, goofy, I guess, in my mind. Hey, we're getting a message here from one of our listeners out there, Mary. Marion does have a homeless shelter. They should help her get back on her feet. Yeah, the homeless shelter is out there, and I was just reading recently where they got some kind of money from a group here in Marion. Maybe it was the Women's Club. So I guess, yeah, but it's hard to go to the homeless shelter, I think. I think it's hard to be homeless. I mean, that's no big riddle. But, yeah, very, very difficult. I don't know. But in any event, I hope this woman can get help, and I hope everything will turn out hunky-dory for her, because we don't want to see people in the street. We don't want to see people in situations that they don't need to be in. It's sad. But in any event, you know, I put the pictures up online. It's fun for me to put them up there. I think it shows that I'm not dead and that I'm still having a good time. And I am having a good time. You know, hey, it's May in Ohio. You know, May and June in the Midwest are some of the greatest months of the year. You get a lot of stuff done in May and in June when it's not terribly hot and not terribly cold. Although the way this May came in, we had a few days of terribly cold there. But things are looking pretty good now. 42 degrees and partly sunny skies. But in any event, yeah, you know, I put this picture up last night. And apparently it got a lot of attention from a lot of different people. But, you know, that's showbiz, I guess. And that's the way it goes. All right, 20 seconds here before we go to break. And... We'll come back, probably do some trivia, and if anybody has any ideas on how to help this lady in this email, who may be coming on the show here pretty soon, I guess let us know in some way. Email, phone call, whatever you'd like to do. At this point, we'll be back in 15 minutes.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. We're on in team with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH